Hey, and welcome to episode 3 of Barstool Trackside. Feel pretty privileged to get an opportunity to have a chat with this next kid. Having spent time in the paddock with him and watching him race, you could probably find no better image of what a future world champion looks like and acts like. Affectionately known as Mad Puppy. Welcome to Barstool Trackside, Carter Thompson, mate. How are you?
Good, how are you?
I am wonderful. Now, you've just returned from the Circuit Ricardo today, from the first day of action for the last round of the European Talent Cup aboard the AGR Honda. Mate, how did the day go?
Yeah, the day went good. Got to grips with the track again because I haven't been there since the start of the year. Got the bike dialed in pretty good, and hopefully we do tomorrow we've pushed a little harder and we get some better times down on the board and get up front, hopefully.
Oh, legendary, mate. So what are these days? Are they just a general practice day on the Friday?
The Friday is just a testing day. The Thursday is a testing day, and then Friday we have the two official free practices.
Yeah. And then get ready for the weekend.
Yeah, and then Saturday is the two qualifyings, and then Sunday we have the race and warm-up.
Brilliant. And it'd be nice, I suppose, with all your travels being backwards and forwards between Asia and Europe, it'd be nice to get back and just catch up with your mates and get in the paddock and see them all again and catch up.
Yeah, it's good. So good to catch up with everyone.
And how have you filled the European Talent Cup's gone for you this year? Are you enjoying it, or you've been happy with the results, or a bit of a mixed bag?
Yeah, I'm enjoying it. The year started off decent area. I was getting some decent results for my first year, but we've gotten better throughout the season. We've got some better results. Like last round, we got P6, P7, so up towards the front, getting closer to the podium. Hopefully, we can push towards the podium soon.
Oh, definitely. Well, I suppose after last weekend, you're probably going into this weekend with a bit more confidence. That was a handy result for you. So as you said, you're just trying to get that top five position this weekend or so. Is that what you're looking at as a good result?
Yeah, just to improve on the rest of the year, just to keep improving every race weekend. So that's the goal.
Definitely. Now, mate, your teammate in the AGR Team Honda is Colin Fayer. Is that how I say it, his last name? Just make sure I get it
correct. Colin Fayer. Yeah,
Colin Fayer. Mate, he's doing pretty well in the Red Bull Rookie Cup, running second.
Yeah, he's doing really good in that. So he's got the chance to win the championship at, next weekend. So we'll see how it goes then.
Yeah. So how do you do you think you'll get it done or not? Or
yeah, he's got a great chance in getting it. It's going to be close, but should be some good racing.
Yeah. And what do you like to have around as a teammate? Is he advice, or does he see you as an enemy for next year?
That gives me lots of advice. Every session, mid session, when we come in, he comes up to me and gives me a talk. He's great to hang around. Like we've been staying together for a little bit, and we go training a lot. So he's a real good person to hang around.
No, definitely. I heard there's a bit of a rat pack between you and Harry Voigt and himself. Is there any truth to this rumor, or is that just Dad telling me stories?
Yeah, we get along really well, me, him and Harry. So we see each other a fair bit and we muck around a bit. So it's pretty good. Good to have some fun with them.
It'd be good to have mates like that around too, because you've got a common goal and passion. So I'm sure you egg each other on and push each other. And but it'd be good to have someone like that to train with, and that's out on the push bike cycling or whatever it may be.
Yeah, it's good to push each other when we're training and doing everything. So, yeah.
Beautiful. All right, mate, let's get back to racing a little bit then. So so last weekend, first history in the Asia Talent Cup in Malaysia. Mate, I just got a video here I'll play for you.
All three of them are there now. This is it. The final run down to the final corner. Thompson leads the way from Mie and Wakamatsu. All three. buried beneath the bubble. It's going to be one of them who's going to come out in front. Look at Thompson hugging the white line on the left-hand side of the track to be as defensive as possible. And Mie swoops around the outside. Brilliant from the Japanese rider. He doesn't get it stopped, though. He goes wide. Thompson swings through. And surely it's going to be the Australian that takes victory for the very first time in the Asia Talent Cup. Carter Thompson does it here in race one at Sepang.
I suppose I was just watching your face through that video, and people sitting at home, I'll try and get that over the top, watching him smile at himself. But how does that make you feel?
Yeah. Oh, it was a great feeling to get the first victory. It made me very happy, and felt really good for get that result from all the hard work we've put in all these years. So it was really good to get the result.
Yeah. Have you watched it many times back, or have you just sort of moved on?
I've watched it a fair few times back, especially the final lap. Especially the final lap.
Definitely. It was an incredible lap to watch for anyone out there. Get on the Asia Talent Cup. It was round five, race one. Definitely worth watching. A couple of specific questions about that. So going into that last corner, what's the brain thinking? Like, what are you thinking to yourself, knowing that there's people sitting like tucked up underneath you?
Just brake as late as you possibly can, make sure you hit the apex and just get through the corner as quick as you can. Yeah. I knew if I broke as late as I possibly can, if anyone tried to go up the inside, they'd have to brake extra late and they'd probably run wide. So I'm like, if I brake there, I get that position, and then if they run wide, I cut back and go to the line.
Now, when you saw Mie go around the outside, what did the brain think? Like, was there a reaction to try and brake later, or you just stuck with the plan you had at hand?
Well, it did go through my brain to try and brake a little bit later, and I'm like, but I was braking in the limit anyway to make the corner, so I was just stuck the braking there so I could make the corner.
I have enough trouble trying to remember to change gear, let alone process that in like half a second. So all the credit to you.
Yeah.
And I suppose when he did go wide, did you instantaneously know you've got him covered? Because to me, I'd be mid-corner trying to grab a handful of throttle as quick as I could, but obviously you're going to throw yourself over the top of it. So it's, as you said, you had plan in place, and it must be hard not to get excited and try and react to it all.
Yeah. Well, when he ran wide, I knew he would have dropped back in the back of the group, so he wasn't the main thought going. It was Ray Wakamatsu behind me. It's just normally you couldn't get the slipstream to the line there, but I was like just thinking about if he could get a good exit, and then that's what was going through the brain. But when I got to the line, I could see the side of the bike, and no one was there, and it was a relief.
So you just spoke about that drag to the line. What is it? Just hold your breath, tuck in as much as you get into the bubble and just hold on?
Just tuck in as tight as you can, get behind the fairing.
Oh, that's brilliant. It'd be a nervous few seconds, I'd say, but from my point of view watching it, it was a great race to watch and exciting. That last lap, as I said, get onto the Asia Talent Cup round five, race one. It's one of the best last laps I've ever seen in a race. It was incredible. So, well done, young champion.
Yeah,
mate, I've got another one for you. I've got a couple of questions at the end of this video for you.
The winner's trophy then for Carter Thompson. So congratulations to the number six. Great race. Now we get to listen to the Australian national anthem in a minute as well, don't we?
We absolutely do. He's going to treasure this moment, the Australian national anthem ringing out for the first time for Carter Thompson.
Right, so my first question is, can you finish the national anthem from there?
Oh, I think not with the music, definitely.
Yeah, that's all right.
Yeah, makes it a lot easier.
Yeah, no, honey, joking you. I saw you singing away. That, to me, would be probably an incredible moment in your racing career to be able to stand up there with the national anthem with the people down in pit lane looking up. How did you feel?
Yeah, it felt amazing being able to just stand up there looking at everyone in the crowd and that and listen to your own national anthem for you. It was a great feeling to listen to it and see everyone cheering.
Yeah, no, it was incredible. It was a beautiful moment. So, and there was no thoughts of doing a shoey or something like following the Miller trend and putting some water in the boot.
Oh, that was going through the brain, but we weren't allowed to have any liquid on the podium, so I wasn't able to do it, but would have been a good thing to do.
Oh, there you go. Now, mate, on the in-lap, I noticed you were pointing at your chest to a certain segment of the crowd. Is that any rationale behind that or reasoning?
It's just having some fun with Ray Wakamatsu because he was real happy for it was his first podium and he got second place, so we were having some fun together on that section, so yeah, it was good to see.
That's right, personal side of it. So when you got back to Parc Fermé, what was it like seeing your dad? So your dad, travels everywhere with you as much as your mum does and your family, but was there any tears in his eyes or did he try and play that straight bat and be that typical dad, like, nah, it's all good, son, sort of stuff, or did you see any emotion out of him?
Yeah, well, he had a massive smile on his face and he was really happy. Didn't see him any tears though, but it was good to see him really happy like that when we came into the park for me.
Yeah, no, it would have been pretty exciting. Now, speaking of your dad, mate, he tells me he's a bit of a Gordon Ramsay in the kitchen himself. So I don't know if that's just because he swears a lot or he's good at cooking. But he actually says you're pretty good in the kitchen these days.
Yeah, I don't mind to get in the kitchen and cook a bit and cook some dinner. It's pretty fun to do, cook your own meal and make it the way you like it. So yeah. I don't mind it.
He tells me you're a bit of a taskmaster and if dinner's not on by 7 or whatever it is, you're getting stuck into him. So, mate, I believe the steak is the meal of choice.
Oh, yeah, for sure. Yeah. Steak and chips.
Yeah, he's always telling me.
For sure.
He said, you're going to send me back up with all the steak you eat. So, brilliant. That's all right. Now, I suppose between Asia and your base over in Europe being in Spain, you've tried many, many foods throughout the year, traveling around and sitting on airplanes and stuff. Have you started to like the Spanish type of cuisine more, or you prefer the Asian food or still the steak and chips?
Still the steak and chips, but the Spanish food isn't bad. I don't mind it. Haven't always been the biggest fan of Asian food, but I started to get to eat it a bit more. But the Spanish is good. Like, we can go out. The only thing is gets us a bit weird about Spanish food is like you don't have lunch till 2 o'clock, you don't have dinner till like 9 o'clock, and that's the only weird thing about when they have their food and what their food's like. So I don't mind it. I eat a fair bit of it. So,
yeah, mate, I know you've got time restraints because it's late over there and you've got to get to bed because you've got to get up there in the morning. So before I let you go, a couple of things to go through. So, but firstly, I really want to say big congratulations to you and your family and the people who support you being selected in the Red Bull Rookie Cup. That must be an exhaustive process and stressful for yourself involved, obviously, and your parents and supporters on the sideline. But, mate, that's an incredible achievement for next year. So you must be, A, exhausted, but also extremely pumped.
Yeah, it's a great thing to be a part of for next year. Really happy to be in it for next year. It should be a really good year, especially for how long it's been to get to that position, but it's really good now. The family were all very happy with it. At the selection event, I was a bit stressful, a lot of nerves, but it was pretty good after you hear your name getting called out. But just really happy overall with the result of it.
Yeah, that's an exciting year ahead for you. So on the other side of it, what are the other plans for 2023? So you got Red Bull Rookie Cup and are you staying in Europe also?
Yeah, staying in Europe for the European Talent Cup. Not able to step up to the Moto 3 Junior GP because I'm still a year too young. So got to do one more year in ETC before I can step up to the Moto 3 European Championship. So that's the plan. So should be good with rookies in ETC. Lots of close battles and that. So.
Oh, definitely. Now, I received a note before from your dad just before I get to you having your time on the microphone, but there's some sort of new nickname that Colin's given you.
Oh, yeah, Colin's given me the new nickname, Mad Puppy. I don't know where he got... Oh, I don't know. He just came up with it out of the blue, just Mad Puppy. So I've stuck with it a bit and put it on a few things just to make him happy, but I don't mind it. It's interesting. Don't know how he came up with it, but...
I like it. I really do. Yeah. It's quite funny. So this is where you've got the microphone, mate, for a couple of minutes. If there's people you want to talk to, thanks, the sponsors, mums and dads, whoever it may be, mate. So feel free to think away.
Yeah, well, the main people I've got to thank is all my family, my mum, my dad, my brother, my nan and pop, everyone, for keeping the giving me all the support I need. All the sponsors too, and the people that help, like Motostars, RS&C, All Coast Air Conditioning, North Lakes Wellness Centre, all those places that helped me get to where I am today. And also a real big help, thanks to the AGR team for this year. They've put a lot of support and faith in me. And they've helped me a long way. Like Damien Cudlin also has helped me a lot. And Damien and Amy, Heath Griffin. Also, Ian Hamilton, Dudley Lister that works on my bikes. Just everyone that's helped along the way. So it's good to get all the support from everyone. So, and it's really made the stream possible. So hopefully we can keep doing it a lot. Long into the future.
I'm sure you will. It's quite scary just when you were talking then, and I forget that when we were chatting, you just mentioned before your age, but you're only 14 years of age. I always forget that because I still remember back a couple of years ago when I saw you when you first raced that I can remember with St. George was the 2 hour in Sydney Motorsport Park with Archie McDonald. Yeah, but it felt like it was years ago with obviously the way the world's been. But to realise you're only 14 still now, it's incredible. So much has happened, and your parents must be proud of the way you present and the way you carry yourself around, mate. So from me personally, from a parent, all done, mate. You're doing well.
Yeah, thank you. Yeah, it's definitely been a long time. Definitely feels like a long time since that race meet in St. George, but been good since then, so everyone's happy. So,
yeah, oh, definitely. Now, before I say thank you to you again, I just want to play one more video from the Asia Talent Cup. This is not to embarrass you, but it's much more. How does this make you feel when you hear it? It's one of those comments. If you listen to the whole coverage, you hear it towards the end, and I thought I had to play it back to you because I wanted to get your thoughts on it.
Well, plenty of reasons for Aussie motorcycle fans to be excited. Of course, in MotoGP at the moment, Jack Miller and Remy Gardner fighting it out. Plenty of young talents coming through as well. Joel Kelso in Moto3. Senna Agius bound to be in Moto2 at some point in the future. Harry Voigt going incredibly well in the Junior World Championship and in the Red Bull Rookies Cup as well. But we can now add another name to that list as well. The 14-year-old Carter Thompson. At long last, an Asia Talent Cup winner.
Mate, I've watched that, and that's, yeah, towards the end. How does that make you feel to hear those names and to have your name included in the conversation?
Yeah, it's amazing for my name to be put in that conversation with all those other riders. They're all great riders, and they're all doing really good. It's good to see all the Aussies that are getting there. Getting the move on now in Spain, we're all going really good, so it's good to see everyone improving and getting really good.
Yeah, no, definitely, yeah. It's just that I'm not trying to scratch your ego, but to have that spoken about you, that's an incredible, you know, 15, 20 seconds of soundbite that you'll never forget the rest of your life. So I suppose there's one other Aussie rider you haven't mentioned yet that's on the rise and probably will come through one day and challenge you, and that's your younger brother.
Yeah, for sure. Hudson's going to come through and challenge me a fair bit. He's getting really good at improving a lot, especially this year. He's improved so much, especially because he came over to Spain with us and trained for a couple of months, so that's helped him a lot. And he's going really good in the OJC now too. He's got the chance for the championship as well in the last round, so hopefully he can get the championship. But yeah, he's going to definitely push me in the next couple of years.
That's all right. What's the rivalry like between the brothers? Is it pretty sort of competitive or?
Yeah, it's competitive, but still we just muck around about it and we make jokes about all the results and that and just muck around the whole time.
Now, champion, I'm going to let you go this time because I know it's been a long day for you. You've got another early start tomorrow. So ride fast, mate. And as I always say to everyone, elbow down and good luck. And thanks for coming along and having a chat with us, mate.
Yeah, thank you. Thanks for having me on the show.
Beautiful, mate. Take care and enjoy tomorrow.
Yeah, thank you.
I really enjoyed that one. Carter Thompson, a.k.a. Mad Puppy. That kid is definitely on the rise and one to watch. Now, there's someone else out there in the world racing on two wheels. You want me to have a chat too? Send me a message on through. We'll track it down and have a chat. And until next time, elbow down.